control of Liger's Hesperus and cotton yield, responses with Belay insecticide in the western United States, by Patrick Clay.
Thank you and good morning. I guess everybody's trying to get out of town to avoid all the ice coming. It's nice to be here today. I want to talk a little bit, brief introduction about Belay insecticide, what it's labeled in, and then go into some studies that we've been conducting the last 2 years to look at Liger's Hesperus control in the western United States. As of December of 2009, we received full federal registration for foliar uses for Belay insecticide on cotton, as well as many other crops, including soybeans. A little bit about the product. The active ingredient is clothianidin. It is a neonicotinoid, group 4A insecticide. The formulation for Belay that we'll be going to market with is a 2.13 SC. Very good formulation, very low settling, and in 24-hour settling studies, goes readily back into suspension if some has settled out. The use rates for cotton will be 3 to 4 ounces per acre, with a maximum of 12 ounces per season. Our cotton insect spectrum that is on the label includes aphids, whiteflies, Liger, stink bugs, and suppression of whiteflies only, not control of whiteflies like many of the other neonicotinoids. The reentry interval is going to be 12 hours. It carries a caution signal word. Application intervals are 7 days, and the pre-harvest interval will be 21 days. During 2008-2009, we conducted a number of trials in the western United States with the primary objective of determining if increased rates of Belay insecticide on Liger's Hesperus control and cotton yield above that 4 ounce rate that you saw on the label. We had 5 trial locations in Arizona and California across the 2 years, with plot sizes ranging from 12 to 16 rows, and the length ranged from 40 to 75 feet, depending on the location. The trials were randomized complete blocks with 3 to 4 replications, and all the trials went out in application volume with ground rigs from 16 to 20 GPA. And the application timings were based on local threshold. For example, in Arizona, Dr. Ellsworth has established a Liger's threshold of 15 total Liger's with at least 4 nymphs to trigger an application. So in other words, if you have 20 or 30 adults per 100 sweeps, you may not necessarily trigger an application until you get up to having at least 4 nymphs in the count. This is from 2008 in one of Dr. Ellsworth's trials at Maricopa, Arizona. All of the slides are set up very similarly with the horizontal axis representing days after the treatment application. You see 6 days after treatment one, application two, application three as you go along the axis. All of these are nymphal counts per 100 sweeps that I will be presenting here today. Core group of treatments that you'll see in all of these trials include a Belay at either 4.5 or 6 ounces, carbine at 2.8 ounces, which is our standard in Arizona, as well as Orthene 97 at a pound per acre. In 2008, we had pretty good Liger's pressure, and as you can see, 6 days after the first application, Belay at 4.5 ounces, tank mix combination of 2.8 ounces of Belay plus carbine at the full labeled rate of 2.8, as well as Orthene, all provided statistically significant control of Liger's compared to the untreated check. At 13 days, Belay at 4.5 ounces was very similar to carbine. The tank mix combination actually looked very good. However, the Orthene, for some reason, in this particular trial, lost control of the nymphs quite a bit earlier than the other treatments. And you will see this one blip in the data really reflected in the yield data that I'll show in a few minutes. At 8 days after treatment, we still were seeing similar trends with very good control. The Belay by itself at 4.5 ounces was not quite as strong as carbine, but still did reduce the populations of nymphs. And after the third application, again, pretty good control of the Liger's nymphs. Looking at seed cotton yield in 2008, both Belay and carbine provided the highest yields in the study. The tank mix combination had a little bit of a yield drag. I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but it was not significantly different from the products as standalone. And the yield with orthene was decreased quite a bit. And as we saw, those nymphal populations rose up quite a bit after the first application. This is just an example of the Belay insecticide plots with three applications at 4.5 ounces. This is a screening study to look at trials, so you'll notice that this would be above the 12 ounce per acre yearly maximum. But in the foreground, you can see the Belay treatment, and directly behind it is the untreated control. In 2009, there are quite a bit more treatments. We increased and looked at the 6 ounce rate of Belay, as well as there were several inclusions of either synthetic pyrethroids or premix combinations of neonicotinoids plus synthetic pyrethroids. I want to point out at the bottom, all the dates are representing after the Belay or carbene application, because they only required three applications at threshold. However, Orthene 97 required 4 sprays at threshold, while Indigo Hero and Leverage required 5 sprays at threshold throughout the growing season. One thing I do want to point out about the Indigo rate is in 2009, there was a 2 EE label recommendation for California recommending 5.5 ounces for ligase suppression in the state of California. So this 3.4 ounce rate may be a little bit low to draw a really good comparison to Belay in this trial. But the others are at the rates, at good rates. So 5 days after the first application and 13 days after, both Belay, carbene, and orthene were providing very good control of ligase nymphs. We're seeing the same trend at 4 days after treatment two, and then again at 14 days after the third application. None of the other neonicotinoids or tank mixes with pyrethroids as well as pyrethroids alone were providing control of ligase nymphs. Looking at the seed cotton yields, the Belay was a little bit off from the carbene in the 2009 study, but was still providing very good yield protection when compared to the untreated check, as well as the synthetic pyrethroid or tank mix combinations with neonics. This is just an example in the field. In the foreground or the bottom of the picture is the Belay insecticide plot at 4.5 ounces. In the background is the untreated check. Incredible ligase pressure in the 2009 study. And these are side-by-side comparisons. So it's Belay at 4.5 ounces, Orthene 97 at 1 pound per acre, and the untreated check. These are ground level photos that Dr. Ellsworth has provided. Looking at the 6 ounce rate side-by-side with carbene at 2.8 ounces, and then the Hero plot, which is a blend of two pyrethroids. Moving on to California in 2009, we're seeing very low nymphal populations after that first application. However, out at 11 days, the Belay stood out as one of the better treatments in this trial in comparison to carbene, Hero, or Leverage. None of the products provided a very good control after the second application, 7 days, with the exception of Leverage, looked pretty good at that second timing. And then moving out to the third application, all of the insecticides at 7 days after treatment were providing very good control. 14 days, the Leverage kind of had fallen off compared to carbene as well as Belay. Seed cotton yields, again, trend that we saw a little bit in Arizona. The Belay had numerically the highest yield, but statistically it was the same as carbene and Leverage, a little bit better than Hero. another trial by Dr. Godfrey in California in 2009. Again, we're seeing very similar trends to what we saw in the previous trials that I discussed, with very good control with carbene, as well as our product Belay. whereas HERO, the synthetic pyrethroid, was not providing good control, as good a control at any of the application intervals. And this trial was conducted at Tulare, California, with Stephen Wright, farm advisor, 3 days after the first application. Belay was providing very good control of Lygus nymphs, and it was very similar to either Indigo or Leverage, a little bit better than the Carbine or HERO. However, when you get out to 7 days, it had fallen off a little bit with comparison to the Indigo. This higher rate of Indigo was providing pretty good control in the California study. 10 days after treatment, we're still seeing very similar trends. So real quick summary, it was a lot of data to try to just run through. Basically what we've seen is the Belay at 4.5 at 6 ounces in the Arizona studies have provided equal control to Carbine and greater control in some years than Orthene 97 for Lygus. Based on the 2009 data, we really didn't see any difference between the 4.5 and 6 ounce rates. Belay provided significantly better control of Lygus than the synthetic pyrethroids or premix combinations of pyrethroids plus neonicotinoids in the Arizona trials. And cotton yield was equal to commercially available standards. In California, Belay at 6 ounces provided equal control of Lygus compared to the commercial standards, including the synthetic pyrethroid plus neonic premixes. And the cotton yields in 2008 were equal to or greater than commercial standards. We're still awaiting the possible yield data for the 2009 trials. So basically, we believe that what we've seen over the last 2 years warrants the possibility of us increasing those labeled use rates. The good news is that the residue trials for Belay insecticide in cotton were conducted at rates up to 6 ounces. So it should be a pretty quick turnaround. In the past with the US EPA, you could make a same or registration day swap out for a label with no lag time. However, now there will have to be an additional risk assessment run by EPA to provide us with those higher use rates. And that usually will take about 6 months. So. I would like to finish up by recognizing our university cooperators that helped us out so much with these studies, Dr. Peter Ellsworth with the University of Arizona, Dr. Larry Godfrey with the University of California, Davis, and Mr. Steve Wright, UC Farm Advisor with the University of California. So, thank you, and I'll take any questions if there's time. Yes, sir. In the 2009 study, Dr. Ellsworth had significant mite populations. I don't know if you saw the presentation earlier from the Dow folks. These treatments were in that study as well. Belay was very similar to Carbine. Belay at the 4.5 ounce rate was very similar to Carbine as far as the mite flaring was concerned. So much better than Orthene, about the same as Carbine, not quite as good as the new Dow compound. So I would call it moderately selective at that 4.5 ounce use rate. All right, thank you.